Okay, great. I want to welcome everybody to the call here, and we're going to get started. I'm sure we'll have more joining us as time goes on. This is going to be available at timothydarnell.com. So, and I'm able to get these up pretty quickly, about 15, 20 minutes in most cases. So I want to talk about several concepts here that are very, very exciting for us and what we're doing. Several projects that are coming on very quickly here. We're planning the meetings already. And what we're going to be doing is, if you were able to listen to the Vavra call from 2 weeks ago, or I guess 1 week ago, Monday night, from last night, they did some things in the beginning that were very profound and very powerful. And what they started doing, start groups, and that's the ages 18 to 35, and having regular meetings. They call it Time Out Tuesday. And you can call it whatever you want, depending on what the day is, and make it catchy. But you have that same meeting, an hour meeting, and it's inviting the demographic of the start group and letting them take control of it, take charge of that meeting. So what I would be doing is just orchestrating the meetings, administrating the meetings, and getting them set up and getting them ready to go, and coaching the start age people, but giving them the reins and letting them do the entire meeting with me staying in the background. And so we want to do that in several locations. We've got people from all over the Metroplex and literally all over the country that are going to be hearing this call. And so we want to do it in your area as well. And this idea of regular meetings, they're exciting, they're fun, they're social, there's lots of testimonials, there's high energy. There's friendships forming, there's selfies, there's all kind of stuff going on, and it's just a break in the midweek, or whenever we do it. It doesn't really matter when we do it. We'll do it, you know, when we can. Some may actually be on the weekend as well, but that's fine. But do that with the start group and let them run with this thing and take control of those meetings, and we'll guide them every step of the way. But I'm telling you, the way that I'm getting call after call. The way that the word spreads and their use of social media and savvy about social media and excitement and knowing how to use all that, it's bound to spread big time. And so we've seen that happen over and over again. So we've got several key leaders here in the Dallas area that are really on board with this idea. And so you want to just look for that same kind of synergy regardless of whatever area it is. Even if you don't live in that area, you don't have to be there. We're going to give them full control, give them the reins, explain how to do a launch party. And a launch party is very, very simple, but just make it just as fun as we can possibly have it. Now, what I'm looking to do is to put it into a gym situation would be my first choice. We'll take other situations. We'll take apartment complexes. We'll do whatever we need to do, but a gym location is very good, and the gyms are actually anxious to have that happen and will usually not charge for that event. And the reason is because they want people to come in and see their facility, and they know that people will join just by coming in there, and certainly it's a perfect fit as far as being nutrition and working out and that kind of thing. The two go hand in hand. And so they'll get memberships from it, which is good for them. And then we will have a meeting in a place that, you know, you can dress however you want to dress. It's not coat and tie, certainly. It's, gym clothes or however you want to dress. But we have that quick meeting. We model it after some of the people that have done this before that are young 20s. And we're going to be able to put that together. Now, the second one is going to be the recreation group, not recreation, but recreation. And that's going to be 35 and above, and to have those regular meetings in your area. I love launch parties. I love it to be in homes, but if we can find the suitable location where you're doing something, first of all, every 2 weeks, and then eventually as the meetings get bigger and bigger, do it every week and have different speakers and have it lined up where you've got, you know, quality people that are high energy and serious about building this business are taking control of it, and some of the established leaders step aside and let them just run with it. And so there's plenty of talent out there. Just people on this phone call right now, I know just tremendous talent listening in. And so I want to be more of the administrator and the person that just sort of orchestrates this thing and puts it together for you. So what you want to do is call me and let's talk about your start contacts initially. That's the first thing. We certainly are not ignoring people in the 35 and above range at all. Those are all contacts and good prospects. And so we want to do meetings for them as well. But this start group, I think you're going to see tremendous energy, tremendous explosion, and lots of people joining your team through this. So the more exciting we make the event, the more energy we put in that event, the bigger it's going to be. And so that's where we're headed. Two announcements, or one announcement for sure, is that if you're in anywhere close to the Dallas-Fort Worth area, we've got a major, major event. It's the Breakthrough to a Billion roadshow event. And we've never had these numbers before. We've got 265 associates registered for it, maybe 268 right now. I just saw a notice, and like 180 guests registered for it as well. So it is going to be a big, big event. Now, obviously, not all those people will show up, but who knows? I mean, it could be more than that. And so anyway, it's going to be hundreds and hundreds of people at this event. So if you, for all of your prospects, you want to get them, there's still plenty of time. This is Tuesday night, to get them into that meeting on Saturday. If you want to find the details on that, I put a link in the email that I sent to you, and also you can go on Facebook, do a search for DFW Fortune 500, DFW, Dallas-Fort Worth, DFW Fortune 500, and look on that site. Join that site if you haven't joined it yet, and become a member on that site, and you'll get updates on that. But what I try to do during the day, if I have any time left over whatsoever, which is seldom, but if I do, what I do is go in the back office and try to look for every event that I can find in the back office under orders, under view and manage events. And what I'm doing is looking for places that are having meetings, and I'm thinking about my prospect list and who I can get into those meetings. And, folks, that's really what we are. Somebody said, what do you do? I said, well, I'm a professional inviter. I'm a professional inviter. I invite people to look at isomovie.com. I invite people to go to these major events. I invite people to get on a three-way with me and somebody else. And so if you become a good inviter, you're going to get really, really big at the business. And so that's all we do. This event for us in this DFW area right here, and a lot of people on the line here are in this area. This is something that you can still build for, and you got plenty of time to do it. You literally can build up through the last hour through Friday and to get people to that event. And so the guests are free, and if you need some more associated tickets, there is about 25 available, I think, right now. So there's still some available. So that's the excitement that we have, the direction that we have. If you did not hear Jay Bennett's call last night called The Fortune is in the Follow-Up, you really want to get that on leanandcleanforlife.com. You spell the and, you spell the for, leanandcleanforlife.com. I don't know if it's up yet. Usually it takes about a day, but you want to listen to that call. And Jay laid out 8 points that he does with a new person. I thought all were fantastic. And it really gives you a track to run on and make sure, and not everybody will cooperate. Some people are not open to it. I understand that. I get that all the time. But if they will allow you to do those 8 steps, then you're really, really starting somebody correctly. And it's just a great way to get somebody, really acclimated to what it is we're doing here. What we're looking for is a single person, a single serious person that's really building this business so that you can latch on with them and go shoulder to shoulder with them for the next few months, 3 months, 6 months, a year. Jay and I worked together for about a year and a half, I mean, just every single day. And it was putting people in. It was processing people. It was finding out who they know and getting to those prospects, getting to those contacts, getting goodies packs out, getting them on the calls, getting them to these meetings and that kind of thing. So it gets really, really exciting. A lot of people will tell you they are not interested in doing those things, and that's fine. That is perfectly fine with me. I really, couldn't care less. What I do care about is knowing who is willing and who is not willing. And so those that are willing is who we're going to work with and build this thing. So I just tell you, it's a interesting business, because you'll be building this thing and you'll have a flurry of enrollments, personal enrollments. And if you're like me, you'll have a period where the personal enrollments are not coming in and you've got a lot of prospects out there And then like today, I know that two are enrolling this week, and then probably a third and a fourth that just emerged. And so those personal enrollments are great. They don't always happen all at the same time, and sometimes there's a lag in between, even though you're contacting people on a regular basis. But what you don't want to do is get discouraged or frustrated during those times. And that's why I always talk about personal development, how important that is. Personal development is the art of managing discouragement and getting past it, getting past discouragement, getting past frustration, and getting into a proper mindset that wins in this business. And so you can't let those things drag you down. You can't let D-O-U-B-T drag you down. You have to move forward, and you have to become a stronger person on a regular basis. And let me tell you something. Being stronger is a whole lot more fun than being weak in this business. Weak will kill you. It's not only not fun, it just doesn't work. And so you have got to work on yourself to become stronger about this business and to get through times when you have your peaks of excitement, you have your valleys of discouragement. You got to maintain some more level activity throughout all of that time, being thankful to God and moving forward and being grateful for this incredible opportunity that we have here. So with that being said, here's the marching orders for beyond this call. I'm a little bit beyond my 10 minutes here, but really focus in on people in the start age. I want you to get a separate list out and start thinking about people that are in the start age. And these probably, in a lot of your cases, it may be brand new people that you've not met yet. And so we're just want to peel your eyes and get your prospecting eyes open to that age range and get to start thinking. If you think like I do, I've always taught and trained ESP, every single person. But I really want you to start looking for start age people, and you find two or three in an area that we're going to set up a meeting for them to run and for that to be a regular meeting for them to run and watch the excitement spread, watch the teams grow, watch the income coming in. It will be so tremendously exciting for everybody involved. And so we want to set people free here. We're in the business of getting people out of slavery, out of bondage, out of mediocrity, out of whatever it is that's shackling them and bringing them down and holding them back. We want to release those chains and get people moving forward in the right direction. And the way to do that is to start getting excited and start contacting people on a regular basis. I want to congratulate the Carstens for double pibs last week, doing a great job out there and in the midst of having to babysit a bunch of kids and just really great doing that. We had multiple enrollments last week, and so very, very excited and just really seeing some tremendous momentum going on right now. And that's going to get nothing but bigger as time goes on here. So this weekend is going to be a catalyst and a catapult, for our team, and we're going to get a bunch of people to that meeting, and we're going to watch a lot of growth and a lot of enthusiasm and excitement. With that being said, thank you so much for being on the call. This is going to be timothydarnell.com, and it should be up in 15 to 20 minutes. And I appreciate you being on this call, and we will talk at you guys very soon here. God bless. Have a great night.
Thanks, Tim.
Thank you.
Thanks, Tim.